the America First position is to support the Palestinians on this one. I've been saying it. I've been saying it on Twitter. And look, I don't care that the left supports Palestine because it's the right position. And, you know, I keep hearing from these conservatives, they insist that they're not shills for Israel. That's all I hear on Twitter. Well, I'm not a shill for Israel, but... And all they want to do is attack the Palestinians. And I'm over here saying the Jews control our government. They control our media, obviously. That's why MSNBC fired their presenters who weren't pro-Israel. That's why on Wall Street, one of their big guys over there said, we won't hire anyone that's pro-Palestine. Doctors are being fired for being pro-Palestine. They're pulling the endowment from some of these universities, or major donors are pulling their money. The United Nations is behind them. Our Secretary of State goes over there and says he's a Jew. Like, so if you're America First, this is it. Like, I've said it repeatedly. You cannot be in favor of putting our country first if you don't confront the number one foreign influence lobby. That's Israel. So if you want to put America first, your big problem is that governments from other countries are raping this country. They're taking our money. They're forcing us to die in their wars. And they control all of our assets. And the number one country that's doing that is Israel. It doesn't mean they're the only country doing it, but they're the number one country doing that. And you have these people that say, well, look, I'm not on Israel's side or Palestine's side. I just don't like these pro-Palestine. Being pro-Palestine is a left-wing thing. It's like, no, actually, it's an America First thing. Because Palestinians, they wouldn't have to come here as refugees if Israel wasn't destroying their home. Same thing with Syria. Same thing with Syria. If you're one of these people saying, hands off Syria, that's the America First position, because where do all the Syrian immigrants come? America, Europe. Same thing in Yemen and Libya and Iraq. That doesn't mean we love Saddam Hussein. It doesn't mean we love Assad, although we do. It doesn't mean we love Palestinians. But it means that Israel is destabilizing the region. That's against our interest. It's alienating us diplomatically from all those countries there. It's creating a refugee crisis that we're going to have to deal with. And on top of that, it involves us in conflict. Every time that Israel stirs up trouble over there, we end up involved. Whether it's with Saddam Hussein, or it's in Syria, or Libya, or Yemen, or it's with Iran, directly or indirectly, we always wind up involved. And so you have to necessarily see Israel as the primary and urgent obstacle to having America come first. So all I've been seeing from conservatives lately, and I'm not going to beat this to death. I know I've been talking about it a lot, but this is what I came on InfoWars to say, is BLM is not Hamas. BLM is BLM, and Hamas is Hamas. Hamas doesn't hate Israel because they think Israel is white. Hamas knows that Israel is Israel, and they hate Israel. Those are the two things I've been seeing. These retard conservatives say BLM is Hamas. No, they're not. They're not the same at all. Hamas isn't here. They're over there. And BLM is made up of black people that want to burn down the city because of slavery. Hamas wants to destroy Israel over there because Israel took their land 70 years ago. So that's not true. And then they go and they say, well, Hamas hates Israel because they think Israel is white. So they're anti-white. No, they don't. They hate Israel because Israel took their land. Like, I think they know what Israel is. They hate Israel because Israel killed their whole family and took their land and made them refugees and then put them in an open-air prison for 2 decades. That's why they hate Israel. But these idiots like Matt Walsh and their shills, they go out and say, oh, no, Hamas is anti-white. They're just stupid, and they think that Israel is white, even though we know the Jews aren't white, but they think that. And all of this in an attempt to get white people to give a shit about Israel and to not like Israel's enemies. Because white people don't care about Hamas, and they don't care about Palestinians. But if the conservatives can trick them into thinking that Hamas is actually BLM and Hamas hates white people, just like your other adversaries, they think white people are going to be foolish enough not to take their side. But regardless of what the Palestinians think, regardless of what left-wing people think and their reasons for supporting Palestine, one's got nothing to do with the other. They say, well, they're using the same decolonization rhetoric. Who gives a shit? Who cares? Are we going to support the overthrow of Saddam Hussein because Saddam Hussein is a socialist like Obama? Like, fuck off with that. We don't need to overthrow him, right? But it's always the same thing. We need to take out Saddam because Saddam is a Democrat. Who cares? We need to stay because we need a stable region. And it goes on and on and on like this. So that's what I was there to say. And I feel like Alex is just not honest about that. I don't know that he's lying, but he puts all the focus on the Palestinian protesters and says, you know, you guys got to get out of here. And it's like, you know what? Maybe they can get out of here once the Israel thing is resolved, because right now, if it wasn't for the Palestinians, there would be no pressure against war in the United States. Right? I see all these Jews on Twitter like End Wokeness. That's a Jew who runs that account. And Libs of TikTok, that's a Jew who runs that account. And Walsh, who's owned by a Jew. They're all out there and they say, oh, these Palestinian protesters, that just goes to show how bad white genocide is, that these Muslims are waving their flags in our streets. And I agree with that. I've always agreed with that. But they're speaking up now. Why? They only have a problem with this now. Why? It's because if the Palestinians weren't in the streets of New York right now, and if they weren't at Capitol Hill, and if they weren't protesting at Harvard, there would be no pressure on our government not to go to war for Israel right now. Nobody'd be protesting. It's just them. And isn't that interesting then? All these Jews, they want to make that the reality. What a coincidence. They all decided to be against immigration, and if they deported all the people they want to right now, suddenly the pressure against going to war for Israel would evaporate. I'm sure that's a coincidence. But the Zionists are very clever, and they frame it in a way that appeals to the stupid goyim like us, where they go out and they say, well, we want to get rid of Hamas because, like, this is white genocide. No, I think right now you want to get rid of them because they're preventing the United States from going to war for Israel. And not to overstate the effect of the protest, but you understand. Nobody else would be speaking out if it wasn't for them. Because white people are scared to death, or they're owned by the Jews. The BDS, pro-Palestine movement, that's the only form of institutional power in the country that is opposing the Israel lobby. That's why they care so much about the campuses. When Turning Point USA goes out there and they put all this Israel propaganda in their materials, people think that's weird. People think that's obligatory. Oh, they have to do that because they have Jewish donors. No, that's why Turning Point exists. Don't you understand? That's why they exist. You may think that's an inconvenient, perfunctory part of having a conservative group. Oh, well, Jews have all the money. Jews give all their money to political groups. If we want to have a conservative group on the campus, we have to appease them with an Israel sticker. Wrong. It's the other way around. The conservative stuff is the cheese, and the Israel stuff is the pill. The conservative stuff exists. That's the shell. That's the Trojan horse. And so people think they're signing up for a pro-America group like Turning Point that happens to have Israel propaganda. No, they're signing up for a pro-Israel group that happens to have some conservative stuff as a trick. It's a mirage. You want to know why? Because the Zionists realize that there has been a pro-Palestine influence on the college campus for like 30 years. And this is a problem because the universities churn out the elites. And so if all the students at Harvard hate Israel, then all the elites are going to hate Israel in a generation. And if Columbia and Yale and all the major universities, if they're all being inculcated with this left-wing ideology and they hate Israel, these universities are not just going to graduate a bunch of woke leftists. They're going to graduate woke leftists that hate Israel. So that's why for 30 years, these Zionists have been acutely aware of this, and that's why they've made a play for the campus. And they've dressed it in patriotard, pro-America stuff, but that's all just to get white people through the door. And then once white people through the door, then they can unload the dog shit, which is all the pro-Zionist stuff. It's the same playbook. That's what Prager University's about, Daily Wire. And by the way, that's how I became red-pilled, because I noticed that on the campus. When I was a young conservative in high school and then in college, I was a big PragerU guy. I was a big Ben Shapiro guy. But then I started to just literally notice, because I'm smart, I said, hey, wait a second. Why is it that every second or third video that PragerU produces, why is it always about Palestine and Israel? That's weird. Because I like so much of their content. It's about cutting taxes and small government and why America is the greatest country ever and why the Ten Commandments are great and feminism sucks. But then there's this slow drip of videos that are just really over the top about how Israel has a right to exist and Palestine isn't real. And I said, why is that? Same thing with Daily Wire. I said, that's weird. Why do they care so much about Israel as opposed to any other? I mean, because it just doesn't pass the smell test. If you never question anything, you just accept it. But if you're from the outside looking in, you're just a stupid goy from Chicago and your parents didn't go to college and, you know, you're not connected to like Cood Party or the feds or whatever. You're like, why is it that this conservative outlet is so fixated on one country as opposed to any other country or any other conflict? And I thought it was super weird, and I started to question it, and then I got kicked out. And I did my research, and I figured it out. And, you know, over time, I realized that that is the whole point of those groups. Daily Wire, PragerU, you may think the Israel stuff is like something that, whatever, it's no big deal. I just ignore that part. I don't agree with that part. I just ignore it when it comes up. No, that's why it exists. It's there. It is there for those videos and for those articles. Because if they made the Israel stuff the whole thing, no one would care. They'd say, hey, why are these Jews trying to manipulate me? But if you get turned onto an outlet and it's all this conservative propaganda, it just happens to come with some Israel stuff. People go, oh, okay. And anyway, you know, Bronze Age Pervert, that's what he was writing about 20 years ago. He's got an article for Columbia in the Columbia Spectator from 2001, where he's writing about how nowhere is leftism a bigger problem on the universities in America than in the Middle East Studies Department, where they're teaching a new generation about a fiction like Palestinian Identity, obsessed with the small state of Israel. This is Kostin Alamariu, a Jew 20 years ago. He's now Bronze Age Pervert. But 20 years ago, he was on a Ivy League campus saying, oy vey, the problem with leftism is that it's making everyone obsessed with Israel. Why is everyone obsessed with Israel? Now, 20 years later, he's like writing books about fascism and the right wing and whatever. And all his stupid goy followers read his stuff and they're like, yeah, I mean, I don't love that he's half Jewish and loves Israel, but I just ignore that stuff. And I like the, it's like he's Turning Point USA. It's the same thing. Same thing with Turning Point. People sign up for Turning Point. They say, I like limited government. I like Donald Trump. I want to sign up for Turning Point. Then they ship them a box of stickers that say, I stand with Israel. And the kids go, what? What is this? Oh, whatever. I'll just hand out the other ones. No, but it's there for that purpose. So I've been seeing this a lot. They say, well, Hamas is on our campus and Hamas is on the American campus and they're BLM and they're left-wing radicals and they're anti-white, just like the other. And it's like, this is just another vain attempt by the Jews to get white people to care about their problems. I don't care. Israel created that problem. They made their own bed. They invaded that place. They kicked all those people off their land. They killed all their families and enslaved them. And now they want, and by the way, then they took over America to convince Americans to care. They sent us to take over Iraq, and they sent us to take out Saddam and Gaddafi and Hosni Mubarak and Assad. And then they take over our institutions to keep all that money and all that support flowing. Meanwhile, our country's being raped by immigrants and free trade and the rest of it. And now they want us to care. Now they come up alongside us and they say, hey, pal, you know, maybe you were right. We shouldn't have supported all these immigrants coming in, because now they support Hamas. So we got to crush them, right? And it's like, no, no, we don't. Hamas is on the campus. Finally. Awesome. Maybe now the campus won't be so gay. Maybe gay people won't be having their parades on campus anymore. Because it's run by the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, I look at that like, man, maybe there won't be so many of these like slut walks and gay pride parades and tranny stuff. Because, you know, if the Muslim Brotherhood is in charge at Harvard, maybe things are going to change a little bit. I, for one, welcome our new Muslim Brotherhood overlords, you know, because that's what Hamas is. Hamas is Islamist Muslim Brotherhood. So if they say Hamas is taking over our universities, it's like, well, I hope we can expect to see no more slut walks. Maybe they'll be putting them in burqas and hijabs. I think that's a positive change. I would prefer if it was a Catholic university, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers. So I think I'll go with Hamas over all these tricky Zionist Jews. Like Kostin, who tried to trick me by pretending to be white or pretending to be a patriot into supporting Israel and its war. You need to care about Hamas. You need to care about Hezbollah. I don't.